Blog Talk Radio.
And now I present to you that International Bible Teacher of Teachers, Seer Israel of Seed Well. He will utter dark sayings and mysteries which have been kept from the foundation of the world, showing us the way to go. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
And now, Voices of the True Israelites, with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Live, Yahuwah's Radio. Live, Yahuwah's Radio. We live. We now live on Blog Talk. As we speak, we live on Facebook. We live on Pal Talk. All over the world. Get in where you fit in at. This is the day that Yahuwah created and made. For me and you, we rejoice and be glad in it. We live. Count one. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Get in where you fit in at. Remember, be quick to hear, slow to speak. Be ready to hear, something, not to tell something. Because right now, you're in the temple of learning. The temple of learning. Class is now in session. On this Sabbath day. The day that Yahuwah created and blessed. The 7 day. The Sabbath day. The bottom part of the Sabbath day. For questions, comment, dial 224-600-5579. Question is legit. One of the six anointed camps will get back with you, starting with count one. Hallelujah.
Got my own, you brother Neil, man.
But some of them want to put something on the table. But what they just did was they did a Sirach 21 verse 15. They did a Sirach 21 verse 15. What did they do? See, you see, the thing is, they want to show them the word more perfectly, but they also want to do a Sirach 21 verse 15.
Sirach chapter 21 verse 15 reads.
What do you read? Give me a precept. What happened?
If a skillful man hear a wise word.
If a skillful man hear a wise word,
he will commend it.
He will commend it.
Add unto it.
He goes do what?
Add unto it.
He goes add on to it. And what else?
But as soon as one of no understanding
hears it. What happened?
It displeased him.
He cast it behind his back. But that's the man who don't understand. But a gift man a wise word, he would command it and add to it. But that's what Priscilla and Aquila did. And then he had on to you. But he was going down real good. You was after that pastor from a job. But let us show you the word. So let's go back and find out a little bit about this nation. Nation, that's what we're touching on right now. Let's go back and find out and jump in, brush aside any time if you want to add something about these nations.
Well, yeah, well.
Now, we go come all the way back to Jude. I got Brother Nehemiah there. Come on, right there. Okay. Okay. Give me, let's go back, Brother Nehemiah. Let's go back to the book of Genesis. And let's find out something about this bloodline.
Hallelujah, well.
Find out about this bloodline. Matter of fact, by said bloodline, Sister Sarah, I need you to give me something out of the book of Numbers. Remember, he said something in the book of Numbers, and I want the book of Numbers chapter, well, I want out of Numbers 1. Let me come out, let me lay my eyes on it too. Let me turn to get that with you. I know it's in chapter 1. I want you to get a proper verse so we can make sure for the national audience that's listening all over the known world. We live on Facebook. We live on Blog Talk, Pound Talk. We live everywhere. We got a YouTube page up and running on his name. BOTTY Tribe IADA. And we're dealing with that name too, because we know that name. We're touching that name too. But first, let's deal with this this Yahuwah.17 and 18. But bring it on out, Sister Sarah. You know exactly where I'm going. Bring it on out, Sister Sarah.
Hallelujah. Going to the book of Numbers, chapter 1, reading verse 16 to verse 18. Verse 16 reads, these were the renowned of the congregation, princes of the tribes of their fathers, heads of the thousands in Israel. And Moses and Aaron took these men, which are expressed by their name.
Expressed by their name.
18. And they assembled all the congregations together on the first day of the second month, and they declared their bloodline.
What's the word they got right there? Again, their showing that blood. Their category, which means
their
what?
Bloodline.
Is there what?
In their bloodline.
All right. So their category, which is their bloodline.
They declared their bloodline after their family.
After their family. Remember, we just got done reading about in the nations of, what's it called, brother, again? Brother Titus, what's the name of that chapter 10? What we call the name of it? In Genesis 10. You know, I just need you to tell me what it's called.
I'm
not going to read nothing. I just need you to tell me what it's called. The nations of what? The what? What's the word I need?
All right. Genesis chapter 10. All right.
No, I need you to tell me what's the chronology of it. What's the word I'm looking for?
These were all the Gentiles.
No, they ain't what I'm looking for. Go ahead and read, Sister Fred. Go ahead and finish knocking that out. You said it earlier, but it's the word. I can't get the word out of my mouth. But go ahead and pick it back up, Sister Sarah.
they declared their bloodline after their family.
After their family.
Family and nation.
By the family of their father.
By the family of their what?
Of their father.
So when we read this chapter 10, remember, he showed the family of their father, and he was divided into nations.
Mm-hmm.
But also, what did he say in the book of Job? What I need out of Job? It's something I need out of the book of Job. Israel. What I need out of Job in Job chapter 8, Titus Israel, C. Roy. What did he read, Titus, C. Teacher, what did he read?
Book of Job is here, chapter 8, verse 8. For inquire, I pray you, of the former age.
The former age.
And prepare yourself to the search of their fathers.
So you got to remember, this thing is after the bloodline of your father, not after your mother, not after anybody else. So once the father was born, what we do, Israel do, when the father came on the scene. It's something I need to read in the book of, Judges. If it ain't that, don't just roll with me because I called out something. It was something that happened in the book of Judges. I'm going ahead and put it on the table. There was something that happened in the book of Judges. And it was Dan. That's what I need. I need something about Dan out of the book of Judges. That's what I need. Something out of Dan. What did they do in the book of Judges? And if it's read that for me again, Brother Ty, so I can collect my thoughts.
Are you on Judges chapter 18, verse 29?
That's what I need. I just already know what
that is. All right, Judges chapter 18. Make that Judges chapter 18, verse 29. Judges chapter 18, verse 29. Huh? And they called the name of the city Dan after the name of Dan, their father.
So what did they do? They called it what?
The name of Dan, their father.
So when the children of Israel... Remember, it's your bloodline after your father. So what happened then, Brother Titus? Because once they got the land, they named the land after who?
Then their father.
That's what happened. Once the children of Israel, once you get a land, you change the name of the land after to the name of your father. And that's what you call about the name of your father. So now we're about to go find out and do the search of our father. Who is our father to the children of Israel? Let's go all the way back now to you, Brother Nehemiah. Now I'm coming back to you. Going back to the book of Genesis, chapter 10. And I need verse number, pick it back up at verse. Pick it up at verse number 2. Now pick it up at verse 21. We're going to read down to give a breakdown of this.
Genesis 10 and 21. And Shem also, the father of all children of Hebrew.
And Shem also, until what you say, the father of all the children of Eber,
the brother of Japheth, the elder, even to him were children born.
Okay, verse 22.
The children of Shem.
Elam.
Ashur.
Arphaxad.
Lud.
Abram. Now we're about to find out which one of these children we come through as. That's what's on the table, because we know we all Shemites, but the earth was divided into what? Say it again.
Nation.
The earth was divided into nature. So if somebody asks you, what's your nationality? What you gonna tell? You know what I'm saying? I'm a Shemite. Remember, it's so many Shemites out here. Which one of the Shemites you are as your nation? So that's the question. You got to be able to answer this thing right in order for you to claim your bloodline.
Yaqua.
Because everybody in Shem's bloodline ain't get this list. And that's what we want to make sure we get it down right. You claim what's yours. We don't claim what everybody else is because we got Shemites that beat us upside our head too. So we're going to get this thing right. Now let's find out what happened in verse number 23.
Children of Aaron, Uz, and Hul, and Jephthah, and Dan.
So Aram had Uz, Paul, Jether, and Matt. And that's the Aramaic language right there. That's the Aramaic language right there. Abraham. That's a Shemitic tongue too. We got everybody talking about we spoke Aramaic. No, that was Aram's descendant speaking Aramaic. That's another form of Shemitic language. That's the Shemitic language from Aramaic right there. Abraham now. That's David. Continue to read in verse 24.
Verse 24. And Arphaxad begat Salah. And Salah begat.
Give me all verse number 31, 32. And then we're going to jump over to chapter 11, verse number. I want you to read this too, brother Nehemiah. Give me 31 and 32. Then you're going to jump over to Genesis chapter 11. You're going to get started at verse number
10, 31 and 32, and
Genesis 11,
verse 10.
What it read?
These are the sons of Shem after their family.
So Shem after his family.
After their tongue.
After his tongue.
And their land.
And their land.
After their nation.
And after their nation. So we better find out the nation of Shem. Continue to read.
32. These are the families of the sons of Noah. After their generation. In their nation. And by these were the nations divided in the earth after the flood.
All right. So the nations were divided into the earth after the flood. So after the flood, what happened after the three boys? What was developed? No. What was developed? What are we talking about right now? He just said, this is the key point. We don't want to just be reading just to be reading. We want to make sure we're paying attention to what Yahuwah has told us. See, what Yahuwah has told us in verse 32, these are the families of the sons of Noah after their generation. In their nation. See, after this, these were the nations divided in the earth after the flood. So the three sons, once they came and they had their sons, it was divided, the earth was divided into what?
Nations.
So we got to make sure we understand this thing right. Now let's find out a little bit about Shem and his descendants. Now we come to Genesis chapter 11. Let's find out what nation came out of Shem. Verse number 10.
Genesis 11 and verse 10.
What it read?
These are the nation of Shem.
These are the generations. Read it. We ain't asking for nothing else.
These are the generations of Shem.
Hallelujah. Right. These are the generations of Shem.
Shem was 100 years old.
Okay. So he began aspects, right?
2 years after the flood.
So that means what's going on right now, after he got Shem passed the lick down to who?
Arphaxad.
So Arphaxad got the lick. And Arphaxad, if somebody has to ask you inside of the Bible, what was Arphaxad? If you had to say, what would you call Arphaxad? What would be his bloodline? Say it for my dear Israel. What is Arphaxad?
Arphaxad
is a Shemite.
Well,
so it'd be
Arphaxad,
the Shemite. Continue to read. Verse
11. And Shem lived after he begat Arphaxad 500 years and begat sons and daughters.
He begat sons and daughters.
530 years and begat Salah.
So now he got Salah. And after he got Salah, what happened after he got Salah? Pick it up. Now we're going to go ahead and get this thing on roll. In the book of Genesis chapter 11, give me 13 and 14. Salah, after Salah, who he had? Who Salah had after that?
Verse 13.
Uh-huh.
And Arphaxad lived after he began Salah 403 years and began sons and daughters. 14. And Salah lived 30, 30 years and beget Eber.
And he begat Eber, right? So all so far, all these I consider who?
Shemites,
right? Okay, continue to read. Now let's drop down and pick it up at verse number 16. Again, give me 18.
Verse 16. And Eber lived 430 years and began to be ready.
So Eber had who?
Peleg.
Peleg, uh-huh.
18. And Peleg lived 30 years and began to be real.
All right, so he had real.
And Peleg lived after he began to be real 209 years and began to be sons and daughters.
Okay, now what happened in verse number 20? Who real had?
And Reu lived 230 years and begat Serug.
So he had Serug, uh-huh. Okay, now, and then verse 22.
22. Serug lived 30 years and begat Nahor.
And he got who?
Nahor.
Nahor. Okay, so now we get into the lineage of Shem, but we want to find out who came out of this bloodline. Okay, drop down in verse number 20. Give me Hebrew, 24.
24.
And he had
Nahor.
Now he had
Nahor. What happened? Nahor lived 29 years and began
to run. Uh-huh. Now he had to run, right? See, he had to run. Now who? What happened at 25 down in verse number 26? Read it all the way down. What happened?
Verse 25. And Nahor lived after he began to run 119 years and began to run the daughters.
Oh, so Terah had some boys. He had sons and daughters. I mean, Nahor has sons and daughters, and Terah has children. What happened? He came to read.
26. And Terah lived 70 years and begat Abram. And Abram, Nahor, and Haran.
So Terah had, and who was Terah born?
And Nahor and Haran.
Now, in verse 20, read 27 down to verse, read 27.
27. These are the generations of Terah.
These are the generations of Terah. Now we get down to the generations of Terah.
Yes. How are you, both of you? You are my friends. Shalom.
And Haran begat Lot.
So these are the generations of Terah. Terah begat Abram, right? And Nahor and Haran. And Haran begat Lot, right? Now let's find out what happened with Abram. We want to get straight down to the point. Now, hold on. We want to fix something here. That's it, since we're on this point right now. Now, we're talking about, now we're down at Abram, right? And pick it up at verse number 1.
Genesis 12 and 1.
Uh-huh.
Now, Yahweh has said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred,
uh-huh,
and from thy father's house,
uh-huh,
unto the land that I will show thee.
What do you say in verse number 2?
And I will make of you a great nation.
Uh-huh.
And I will bless you and make your name great, and thou shalt be a blessing.
So he said, what do you say in verse 2 for Abram?
Make his name great and you'll be a blessing.
But what do you say go do for him? And read verse number 2 again, though.
And I will make of thee a great nation.
Oh, he gonna make a him or what?
Great nation.
So who's saying this? Yahweh telling Abram that I'm going to make of you, Abram, a great what? So that means a great nation got to come out of Abram. Right now he's Abram. So a great nation got to come out of him, right? Okay, bring me verse number 7.
Verse 7. And Yahweh appeared unto Abram, said, unto thy seed will I give this land.
Mm-hmm.
And there will be an altar unto the Yahweh who appears unto him.
He said, and to who he said he's going to give it to? He said, and Yahweh appears to Abram and said, what?
Thy seed.
He said, to your seed will I give this land. But this seed, he's talking about, he said, some got to come out of Abram. And he said, some got to come out of you, Abe. A great nation. A great nation got to come out of you. So our job is to find out who is this great nation that got to come out of this Shemite
Which I command you, neither can ye diminish off from it.
Yeah.
and don't you diminish off from it, then don't you leave from that word. That's what that word diminish he's talking about. Don't you leave from that word. All right, now, wait, let me get a precept on that, Mother D.F. Israel. I need a precept. I need a good old precept. What do you say? Give me a precept.
Proverbs chapter 30, verse 5 and 6.
What do you read?
Verse 5. Every word of Yahweh is pure.
Every word of Yahweh is pure.
Is a shield unto them that put their trust in him.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 6. Add thou not unto his word,
mm-hmm.
lest he reprove you and thou be found a liar.
Thou be found a liar. So our job is to make sure that we find a lie.
Oh,
and that's what we want to make sure we put down the grand style about the life. But let me put one more precept about this word Hebrew, see who else they call Hebrew. I just want to go real quick, and then we're going to go down and get the historical document facts about this word Hebrew. Brother, up and coming teacher, Prince Nehemiah, give me the book of Exodus 1 and give me verse number 19. Let's need one quick one real fast. Exodus chapter 1, verse 19. Give me that real quick. Exodus. I'm going to teach the Prince Nehemiah what to read.
Exodus chapter 1 and 19.
Mm-hmm.
And the midwife said unto Pharaoh, because the Hebrew woman.
Because what they call?
The Hebrew women.
That's all we need right there. They call them the Hebrew women. So we know that this word Hebrew was called by who? Who was calling them the Hebrew women? The Egyptians were. The Egyptians were calling them the Hebrew women.
Mm-hmm.
So remember, and the midwife said it's a Pharaoh. But finish reading that out so we can know what's going on.
Exodus 1 and 19.
Mm-hmm.
And the midwife said it's a Pharaoh.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Hebrew women are not as the Egyptian women.
Because the Hebrew women is not what?
As the Egyptian women.
So they was calling the children of Israel Hebrew. They put that word in there called Hebrew, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now let's see, can we deal with that the title, that word Hebrew.
Jesus.
Let's deal with that word Hebrew. Let's put on the table. Brother Titus Israel Steve Royd about that word Hebrew. What we got in this, read this for me, Brother Titus. Tell the national audience what you read when we get there. Let's pull it up. What you read, and here you go right here. What book you read is from. Here you go. And give them the page number, the book you read. Let's get some historical facts on the table here. While I pull up and see, can I find some more historical facts about this word, Hebrew?
All right, I'm reading the comprehensive analysis of the Bible.
The comprehensive what? The comprehensive what?
Analysis of the Bible.
So the comprehensive analysis of the Bible. Okay, let's find out a little bit something about what he said in the comprehensive.
I'm reading page 236.
Okay, 236. Okay, what did it read?
Okay, under the word Hebrew.
Word Hebrew.
It says, the Israelite Hebrew.
Okay.
The affiliation of Hebrew is really the name given.
Whoa. Read that again real slow so everybody can hear that. What do you say about that word Hebrew?
Hebrew. The Israel Israelite.
Okay.
Hebrew. The affiliation of Hebrew.
Affiliation of Hebrew.
Is really the name given to the Israelites.
So it's the name they did what?
Really the name given to the Israelites.
So this name was given to the Israelites. And also it was given to, who else it was given to that we was reading about? Who else's name was given to? We just got
Abram.
This name was also given to Abram. See, this not, remember, because Abram's father, he's a bloodline thing. And it said it, so you got to have the name out of who? According to Numbers chapter 1, verse 17, 18, 16, 17, and 18, it's a bloodline after who? Your father. So you got to be named after your father. So that means Abraham, was he a Hebrew?
No.
Hallelujah, I was. So that means the name was given to Abraham, too. What else they say about that name, Brother Titus? Speaking, Brother Titus, what they say?
By other nations.
Give it to us by other nations, okay.
And not the people own this fictive name for themselves.
This is not a name that we gave ourselves.
Priest, what it prophesied that was to happen on Mount Day of Israel and Deuteronomy 28:37, what did y'all prophesied to happen? What is already in advance prophesied to happen, Deuteronomy 28:37, what is prophesied to happen? We just didn't blindly go into it. We just didn't check. We didn't blindly go off into it. Deuteronomy 28:37, what's that, Mother?
Deuteronomy chapter 28:37.
Listen.
And thou shalt be found an astonishment.
Yes.
A father.
Huh?
And a byword.
Where?
Among all nations.
So it was already prophesied that was to happen to you. And it also says in the same book of 32, Mother, 32,
mm-hmm.
It says something else to seal the deal. Romans 32, what verse I'm looking for? First, about 26, what it says? 26, precept.
Romans 32, 26. I say,
what?
Scatter them at the corner.
Uh-huh.
I will make a remembrance of them to seek.
I'm a nobody know you. It's already prophesied what's to happen because Isaiah 46:9-11, he called the end from the beginning. So all it was prophesied. That's why these elders got to get on the point, these teachers, and get this word out properly and get these people healed. It was prophesied you will be called these names, Hebrew, African-American, Negroes, Jews, and all that. It was already prophesied. We've both been passed that on to generation to generation. When it happened in our generation, it's already was called.
Hallelujah. Now finish reading that out, Brother Prince Titus Israel, lead teacher, chapter 1. What happened in the rest of that read?
All right, in the middle of the verse, middle of the paragraph. Okay, it says, the origin of the term is not known distinctly.
The origin is what?
The origin of the term is not known definitely.
Oh, so it's definitely not known.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Can you read?
Some ascribing it to a word meaning ancestor.
Oh, you know, they use it as a word stand for ancestor as well.
To a word meaning the past
over. Some people even say the word, they don't know where the word came from. They're
right.
Just putting something on it.
Yeah.
Well, it means the past over. It means ancestors. What else they say?
It is now generally applied to all members of the race as sons of Abraham.
So now they have took this word that just dropped out of space,
mm-hmm.
out of nowhere,
mm-hmm.
and he's saying that this word means to pass over, cross over, people adding on to the word and making this word giving it meaning, but the word, they don't even know where the word came from.
And a on that. Brother Nehemiah is Numbers 15:15-16. That's why we have to make sure clearly to heal the congregation of children of Israel. You got to understand some of these names you got. But guess what? When you fight into these names, not your biblical name, point, we make them. And that's what got me expressed to them. Numbers 15, chapter 15, verse 15 and 16. What did it say there, Brother Nehemiah?
Numbers 15:15-16.
Listen good.
One ordinance shall be both for you for the congregation and also for the stranger that sojourneth with you.
Mm-hmm.
An ordinance forever in your generation.
Listen good.
As you are.
As you are children of Israel.
Well,
see, you can't follow them. You can't follow them. But they definition. But they, when a word falls from space somewhere and then you checking it wrong with it, now you a Jew, now you the Hebrew.
Right.
Now, you put yourself on a curse and everybody tied behind your teacher. Talk to the young one.
How do we are? Well, Now,
Now he said he gonna make you, to your seed, he gonna make a what?
Okay, go ahead. See your seat. He said, anybody, pick it up. He going to your seat. Go make a what? A great nation.
Yeah,
this seat has got to come and have to be a great nation. But if it's somebody else, because we want to show it down in the Bible, soundly, that there are everybody's divided into nations. And he said, out of seed of Abram, the Shemite, he's going to make a nation out of him. So let's find out what nation that came out of him, this great nation. But before we do that, somebody else that was considered a nation. Somebody else that was considered a nation that came out of Prince Brother Silas, Genesis chapter 17. Give me verse number 19 and verse number 20.
All right, let's go on to the book of Genesis, chapter 17, verse 19 and 20. Genesis chapter 17, verse 19 reads, and Yahweh said, Sarah, your wife, to bear you a son indeed.
Abraham's seed indeed from Sarah.
And you should call his name Isaac.
Okay, what happened?
And I will bless, will establish my covenant with them for an everlasting covenant.
So he said, I'm establish my covenant with who?
With Isaac.
Now, what happened in verse number 20?
Verse 20. For Ishmael, I have heard you. Behold, look, I have blessed him and will make him fruitful and will multiply him exceedingly. Well, prince, till he beget. And I will make him a great nation.
So who are we talking? Who is this? Who is, hold on. He said he's going to make, who is saying else he's going to make a great nation? So he said, he's going to make Ishmael a great nation too, right?
Yeah.
But check this out. But he said he's leaving the covenant with who?
I
get the covenant. He said, well, hey, I got something for you. I'm going to get Ishmael. Ishmael going to become a nation too. And Ishmael likes all your Amalek man. That's your
fine.
So they too are a nation, which are called what? But I
Ishmael.
Ishmael, and what would he call him today?
Abraham.
What's that one of Israel? Ishmaelite.
Ishmaelite.
So we see him, we ain't gonna call him Abraham. We gotta call him out what the Bible calls.
Hallelujah.
Really look, you call him, you're an Ishmaelite, that's your nation.
Ishmael.
Not only that, we know from about you over there, where's 16:12? We know your nature too. What is said about his nature? We know your nature. We know why you hide away from your nature. Help me out there, Mother dear Israel. The book of Genesis is talking about Ishmael's nature. We know it's always prophesied in 16:12 about Ishmael, and that's the reason why they hide away from him. Look, 16:12 again. What about Ishmael? Awesome, I'm a land of mine. Listen good.
And he will be a wild.
You gonna be what kind of man?
A wild.
Now how wild can you get when you stop missile bombs on your body and head and you just blow it all the way up to get you 70 virgin women in heaven? So how wild is that, read? And his hand is against every man, ain't it?
Yeah, I'm right.
And every man trying to get their hand on him too, ain't it? And that what's going on right now? Go ahead, read. And that means, what do you mean by that? Them folks gonna get together, they're gonna do some big things out there what they're doing now. But right now, every Arab you see right now, they come in your community, they step, and they leave and go somewhere, and you don't know where they went to, but they back first thing in the morning, open back up. They all packed in somewhere on the north side, packed in like
y'all
something. The north side. That's right. Back at 9 o'clock in the morning, open
those
doors up for you again. It's a wild thing. We know everybody's naked. We got to call them out. You are Ishmael. You are a wild man. You don't have to do anything.
Yahweh. Yahweh. All right. I'm trying to find that verse. It says something about that wild band in the red book as well, too.
So Ishmael, what was his bloodline again? If he came from Abraham. Okay, come on, we need some loud talk. You're on point.
Shemite.
Shemite. So Ishmael was a nation, but he was a Shemite. So after he became a nation, he became a Shemite. This wild man, when I preach, I'll let you know what you got. I'm going to touch on a little bit more. Give a breakdown. And he became, this wild man became a great nation. At 12, first, we did to say, you're a great day. You got all the stores in our community, you know?
Yeah, boy.
He got all the oil. You know what I'm saying? And got a lot of gold, too. So this man, the prophecy of him has become fulfilled about what he is. And he'd like to blow up stuff, too.
And
feed you all the hogs, too. Feed you all the hogs in your kidnapping. So he's a very wild man. No, we are, Ishmael. The whole point is we got to go read who you are. So once we find out who you are, we know that you are a Shemite too. That's what we try to find out. But you're a nation. You're a Shemite, but your nation is that you Ishmaelite. That's your nationality. So somebody asked, you call him Abraham, which is a polluted word for the Ishmaelite.
Yes.
That means if I ask a so-called Abraham what's his nationality, if he'll tell you, he'll say, hey, Brad, your job is showing him his nationality. That, no, you're a Shemite from the lineage of Ishmael, make your nationality of what?
Ishmaelite.
Because we all are Shemites, but we got to know which nation of the Shemites we come from. What's your nationality of the nation you come from? So that's the breakdown. We know who we are. But I try to make you know who you are.
Hallelujah.
Don't get to preach that first time, so get back to this time.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
All right, I'm going to get a Daniel 2:16.
We'll come back to that thing.
And we're going to do a Proverbs 37, and we ain't going to back down from the end.
Hallelujah.
So I don't care. I'm not trying to cut us out the hell.
Hallelujah.
We ain't going to back down from the end.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But we at hand to come. 36 verse 8 of Ezekiel.
Hallelujah. Now let's find out. Now remember, she said it's going to make them a great nation. We know the seed, the covenant went to who? According to what we just got done reading, Genesis chapter 17, verse 19. Okay, so y'all, I'm not a fan.
That's
what somebody's saying. Let's find out something about that.
Let's chill it down with that.
Yeah, he need to find him something to do. Don't want to leave no numbers to us or nothing like that, huh? I need to pull out something out of the jazz. I need my book. You got some book. What are we pulling out of jazz, brother? We teach the press, brother Titus. I need something out of jazz to find out. But what did Eleazar say to old Ishmael in the book of Jasher chapter 21? Is that what I need? No, that ain't what I need. Let's go over a little bit more. Ain't what I need yet. Let's go over to Jasher 23. Make that 23. You got it for me? What I need there, brother, Prince Titus, please teach what I need. Prince Titus, please teach what we got.
All right, though, we're going to the book of Jasher, chapter 23. We can pick it up at verse 22.
Hallelujah. Well, start there and read all the way down until we get to our point. That's exactly what we need.
Book of Jasher, chapter 23, verse 22.
Mm-hmm.
And Ishmael said to Eleazar.
Abraham's right-hand man. What did he say?
Now my father Abraham is going with Isaac. To bring him up for a burnt offering
uh-huh.
to Yahweh, as he commanded him. Mm-hmm. Verse 23, now, when he returns, he will give unto me all that he possesses
mm-hmm.
to inherit after him. I am his firstborn.
And this is where the confusion comes in at with Ishmael them right now, because to this day, mm-hmm. they even made a Quran book. They come out, they're born, they got the covenant, but we just got done reading. In Genesis chapter 17, verse number, what was that? 17, 19, the covenant went to Isaac. So we can show you the covenant went to Isaac, but later on around the 4th, the 5th century or the 4th century around that time, the Ishmaelites came up with a book called the Quran. Well, they wouldn't even read it to pretty much that he was gone. But they started a movement called Islam. But Islam played a heavy role in that too. But we'll see if that
came out. In the 600s that came out.
600?
In the 600.
Okay, so in the 600 AD, he started a movement for Islam. And now they were saying in their Quran book that they got the cup. So they the firstborn.
Right.
But now what happened in verse number 24? What
happened?
The right hand man
knows
something that
this man ain't gonna like. What happened 24? All right, verse 24, Joshua chapter 23, verse 24. Eleazar answered Ishmael.
Ishmael to who?
An Ishmaelite.
The Shemite.
Ishmael the Shemite. And said, surely Abraham did cast you away. With
Abraham,
your mother.
What Abraham do to him?
Surely, Abraham did cast you away.
Abraham cast you away. You Ishmaelite? Abraham, he cast you away. What else?
Verse
7. With your mother.
Hallelujah. With who?
With your mother.
With your mama, too. Your mama, she went on by her business, too.
I can signify to me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Put the record on it. Put the record on it.
Let's go pick that up, Sister Sarah. Let's go to the book of Genesis.
It's a record on them. That's the name change.
Hallelujah. Let's pick it up at Genesis chapter 16. And I want you to pick it up at starting at verse, pick it up at verse number 3. Now, matter of fact, now, we're going to get right down to the point. Pick it up at verse number 5.
Same verse 5, read. And Pharaoh said unto Abraham, my wrong be upon you. I have given my maid unto your bosom. And when she saw that she had deceived, I was despised in her eyes. Yahweh judge between me and you.
Verse 6.
But Abram said unto them, behold, your maid is in your hand. To her as it pleased you. And when Sarah dealt heartily with her, she fled from her face.
Verse 7.
And the minister spirit angel of the Yahweh found her by a fountain of water in the wilderness. Now the fountain is the way of truth. Verse 8. And he said, Hagar, Sarah's maid was saying you and with a get thou gone. And she said, I flee from the face of my mission. Verse 9. And the minister spirit angel of the Yahweh said to her, return to your mission and submit yourself under her feet. And the minister spirit angel, Yahweh said to her, you will multiply you. Shall be my number for a multitude. Verse 11. And the minister spirit angel of the Yahweh said unto her, thou art with child, and shall bear a son, and shall call his name Ishmael. Because the Yahweh hath heard your affliction.
He said, pick it up when Brother Titus left off there.
Cast off
you and your mom. And what did
he cast off
you and your mom?
And swear that you shall not inherit anything of all he possessed. And to whom will he give all that he had with all his treasure? But to me, his servant, who has been faithful. And his family.
And he's not got the big head now, but we just want to touch on Ishmael You know what I'm saying? All them Ishmaelites that have Shemites that want to claim they got a possession.
They all against the big head.
They got the big head.
Big head.
And they went on here. Now, at the eighth hour, say he get a piece of the pie. Everybody want a piece of the pie. They went on and said, who the fuck?
Book of Jasper. Going to be a liar's way. Book of Jasper, chapter 23.
And they always want to body in of all flesh in the brain. Get the big head.
Verse 24.
All right, now, let's go back and let's find out. We was waiting on you, Nehemiah, up in front of the fishers. We come back to you in the book of Genesis now. We come back to you in the book of Genesis because we come to find out that he said, the covenant went to Isaac, right? The covenant went to Isaac.
Yeah,
well. He promised Abraham to give him a great nation. And but the covenant went to Isaac, so let's find out what Isaac got from me. Who it went from Isaac? Find out a little bit more about what happened with Isaac. Brother Nehemiah, let's pick it up in the book of Genesis, and I want to pick it up at verse number. I want to pick it up at verse number. It was something said to Isaac. Pick it up at verse number 24, chapter 24. No. Anybody, that ain't what I need. Hit me out there, Brother Todd. Hit me out there.
All right.
I need something. He said, I'm not getting my hit right now. I need something. He said to Isaac in the book of Genesis.
Chapter 17.
That's what I need. He said to Isaac. He said something to Isaac.
All right, Genesis chapter 17, verse 20. It's
around the time with, I don't want to press for it. So somebody said to Isaac. What he said to Isaac in Genesis chapter 20, is it 24? So what I'm talking about there, Brother Ty?
Yeah,
you have any idea what I'm talking about, Brother Ty?
We are one.
All right. What about it? I'm going to pick it on up. Genesis chapter 25. Pick it up at verse. What you got for us, Sister Sarah? That's fact, no, make that 24. Make sure just put some on the table.
He appeared unto Isaac.
Isaac the what?
The king of
Isaac the what?
The Philistine.
No, no, Isaac the what? Isaac the what? What is Isaac's bloodline? The what?
Shemite.
The Shemite. Isaac the Shemite. Uh-huh. What? The Shemite. I'm the king.
Verse 2. And the Yahuwah appeared unto him and said, go not down into the kingdom. Dwell in the land, which I shall tell you of.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 3. Sojourn in the land.
Mm-hmm.
And I will be with you.
You'll be with who?
The
Isaac. Isaac the who?
The Shema.
Uh-huh.
And will bless you.
And will bless you.
For unto you and unto your seed.
Unto your who?
And unto your seed.
Oh, okay. So right now, I just said under the nation of the Shemites right now. Well, I'm seeing the read because he's saying, Abraham, I'm going to make you a great seed. Your covenant going to go to Isaac, your son. And then now I'm talking to you now, Isaac. And then I'm going to make, he said, of you, he said, I will bless you. God will bless you for unto you and unto your seed. And what did he say he going to do? Verse 3, the middle of the verse.
Give all these persons, and I will perform the oath which I swear unto Abraham, your father.
Verse 4.
And I will make your seed to multiply.
Uh-huh.
As the stars of heaven.
Uh-huh.
And will give unto your seed all these countries. And in your seed shall all the nations of the other kings bless.
Uh-huh. So to your seed, all the
obey my voice.
Mm.
They kept my charge.
What Abraham do?
Obey Yahweh.
Uh-huh.
My commandments, my statutes, and my laws.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 6. And Isaac wept.
That's good, my fault. Now,
that's a pretty good thing by obeying, huh?
And again, serious breath.
Is the reward of being obeying in order?
Hallelujah.
Pretty good thing when you obey. That word, oh, that word obey. Oh, I got to close the book now. That word called obey on the table.
Now we're going to put something on the table because now we know that he said he's going to pass the lick down. He said, now I carry the lick, right? And pass this thing on down to you. Now let's find out if the nation that was born now. So the Yahuwah blessed to Princess Daughter Yahuwah.
Hallelujah.
Give me in fact, read that for me again, Princess Sarah. Give me Genesis chapter 26, and give me that verse 3 again, one more time.
Genesis 26, verse 3. Sojourn in this land, and I will be with you, and will bless you, for unto you and unto your seed I will give all these countries,
mm-hmm.
and I will perform the oath which I swear unto Abraham your father.
Okay, now then it came out of Genesis chapter 27. Something that happened in Genesis chapter 27. Hold on. My bad. Let's go back. Genesis chapter 25. And pick it up, daughter at 21. Down 23.
You said I'm just a ring, grandbaby. All right, grandbaby, don't.
Oh, grandbaby, yeah, let's get on up in there.
You'll get in there, grandbaby. They don't get in there, grandbaby, give a little read now. Old see your grandbaby gonna do a little read too every now and then.
Hallelujah. I got something for after this. Come on, grandbaby. Yeah, nice little old break.
Hallelujah. That's right. Come on, grandbaby. Get in the grandbaby. I'm pulling for you.
We've been finding out a little bit more about these names. See? We're going to read a good game. We're going to talk a good game. We're going to read a good game. This is chapter 25, number 21. Come on, grandbaby, bring this out. Grandbaby, bring it out, grandbaby. This is 25. Pick it up at verse number 21. You get a lot of audio, grandbaby.
Remember all the snacks in the kitchen. There's gold, all the snacks back that way. Mm-hmm.
Read it on back there.
Read it with a loud voice. And crank up that voice, grand baby. Come on now. Come on, I can't hear you.
Y'all love?
Yeah. I need you to start over. Cause all I hear is it's how you sound. It's how you sound, grandbaby. You tell you how you sound.
Act like you beating the more cousin. You know how you beat the cousin up when they make you mad, right? You know how you do hot and then, don't you? When you go and find their head. What's the two cousins' name? When you go inside their head, make a loud noise, get them inside their head.
Read it boldly, grandbaby.
On that
movie. Come on, bring it on now.
I'm pulling for you. Pulling for you.
That's right. Huh? Entreated Yahuwah. Okay. Okay, now Mother D.F. Israel, show it how it's supposed to be read, Mother D.F. Israel. D.F. Israel.
Listen good, grandbaby.
Give me verse 21.
Listen good, grandbaby.
Listen good. Now, Father, leave it to your grandma. Listen how you read this.
Listen good, grandbaby.
This is chapter 25. You got confidence, strong kids, that boy, hear that? Hear that? And let me hear you read it just like your grandma. Bring it out, Mother. Come on.
Hear that, grandbaby?
And Isaac entreated Yahuwah for his wife, because she was barren, and Yahuwah was entreated of him.
Uh-huh.
And Rebekah of his wife conceived.
Throw in read 22.
22. And the children struggled together within her.
Uh-huh.
And she said,
What'd you say?
Oh, why am I so?
Uh-huh.
And she went. What?
Now we can deal with that. Which Yahuwah is being quiet, dog. I need verse 23. Look at that princess mother to your fist for a reason.
Did you hear that, grandbaby?
Did you get a copy and a strong in your voice? Don't you see her for your house?
You hear that, grandbaby?
Bring it on out.
Bring it out that way.
Verse 23. And Yahuwah said unto her.
What did he say? Do what? I want to go two more next. And now I got to found this. A little bit, Mother D.F. Israel, because now that's going to come out of Rebekah. Two nations about to come out of Rebekah right now.
Mm.
Because the book says two nations about to come out of her. Well, remember, out of Shem's lineage, it was nations that came out of Shem's lineage. And here goes two of the nations right now that's coming out of her.
Well,
that's exactly what's happening right now. So Yahuwah, let us know there's two nations. And we're going to find out who are these two nations. When we ask you, what's your nationality? Because we know Ishmael was a nation. And we call them what?
Shemite
for what? What we call us today?
Arab.
But what we going to call?
Shemite.
Right, by playing with me like we don't know what we going to call them. We see them. We know they're Shemite. When we see them, what are their real name? What are they father? The bloodline of
Ishmaelite.
It's the nation.
Right.
Ishmaelite. You know they
Shemite. And we know your name.
We know your name. You're a wild man.
Matter of fact, that's a powerful verse because guess what? In the future,
you're gonna
show your nature.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, it what's going on right now. Matter of fact, let me pull a precept about. See, once you start identifying who everybody is, that's when they're going to be really afraid of voice.
Of the true Israelite.
Because we're going to be able to show you, we know who you really are. And we know what you're going to do according to prophecy. Dada Yahuwah in the second book of Ezra, see, we know about you.
See, that's the game changer. See, when you can read somebody's resume from that Bible, that's when you become a big-time threat. Because you know what they're going to do by watching the Bible on what everybody going to do. See, we know what you're going to do according to the Bible. Because we watch you.
Right.
From this Bible. We don't watch that one out. We don't watch none of that one out of Satan. We know what you're going to do. We already know what you're going to do. Daughter Yahweh.
Daughter Yahweh.
What it said we can read in 15 verse 1 down to verse number 6. Let's get warmed up. I just want to get one in. See, we got everybody. We know what's going on. All we got to do is get in order. 15, 1 down to verse 2nd Ezra, 15. Daughter Yahweh. That's what it said, 1 down to verse 6.
The book of 2nd Ezra, chapter 15, verse 1. 2nd Ezra, chapter 15, verse 1. Verse 1 reads, Behold, speak thou in the ears of my people the words of prophecy, which I will put in your mouth, said the Yahweh. Verse 2, and cause them to be written in paper, for they are faithful. Verse 3, Fear not the imagination against you. Let not the incredulity, of them trouble you that speak against you. Verse 4. For all the unfaithful shall die in their unfaithfulness. Behold, said the Yahweh, I will bring plagues upon the world. And destruction. Verse 2. For women have exceedingly polluted the whole earth. And their
Now get down to verse number 21. Listen good. Now listen good. Read down. We'll read down to get our point. Watch this now. Listen.
2nd Ezra chapter 15, verse 21. Verse 21. As a unto my chosen, so will I do also, and recompense in their burden. Thus said the Yahweh. Verse 22. My right hand shall not
spare them. Read that verse 19 again.
Verse 19. A man shall have no evil upon his name, but shall destroy their houses. And spoil the
good
because the lack of bread. It was great tribulation.
So one of these days we gonna run into what?
The great tribulation.
Very.
First thing, behold, said the Yahweh, I will call together all the kings of the earth to respect me, which are from the rising of the sun. From the south, from the east, and to turn themselves one against another, and repent the things that they have done to them.
What down? The one of his chosen.
Yeah,
he got big plans. He gonna muster this battle, and they gonna do some things that's already been orchestrated. And all we got to do is watch one page of the book. Well, see, what they're doing over there now, all they're doing is uniting people together to fulfill what's written in this Bible on the coming of World War III. Go ahead. We'll talk about that later.
Yeah,
that's it.
Like as they do, this day unto my chosen.
And hold on, Brother Nehemiah. Who's chosen of Brother Nehemiah in 41 of Isaiah? 8 through 10. Who are the chosen? Isaiah 41. Who are the chosen now? Because they love to beat the back of the chosen one. Every nation do that.
Mm-hmm.
Who are the chosen? Isaiah 41, 8 down to verse 10.
Isaiah chapter 41, 8 through 10. But thou Israel from my thirst.
Yeah.
Israel whom I have chosen.
So who been chosen?
Israel.
Go ahead and read.
See this Abraham, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 9. thou whom I have taken from the ends of earth, called thee from the chief man thereof.
Yeah.
And said unto thee,
what is that?
Thou art my servant.
Thou art my servant.
I have chosen you and not cast you away.
Yeah. So you've been chosen, and so you're not cast away. Once you can come out from all these labors, you're going to find them. And like the young lion teacher, the teaching on was showing you, you got to know your origin of who you really are, bloodline, and your responsibility. So you got to get rid of that Jew and Hebrew out the system. Go ahead and read. Back. Come on back, our daughter.
Second Exodus,
chapter
15, verse
4.
And two. My right hand shall not spare the thing.
Yes.
And my sword shall not feast on the blood that shed innocent blood upon the earth.
Okay, go ahead.
Verse 23. The fire is gone forth from his ground and have consumed the foundations of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
And the sand might be strong in the sea. Verse
22.
Why is the ground that strong?
Uh-huh.
And you know mine.
So it is a penalty for those that breaking these laws, statutes, and commandments. Hear that, Mother G of Israel? You got a war there, Mother. War unto the one that's not keeping these laws, statutes, and commandments. Your time is going to run out. Go ahead and read. Go ahead. Listen. Yeah. You see, don't even follow my children playing around with it. You ain't about this thing for real. Go ahead. Go ahead, Reed. The what? And death and destruction is wasting if we don't keep them laws, statutes. You hear that? But I keep them laws, statutes, and commandments. You know what you got coming. Death and destruction, come on.
Verse 27.
Listen, God.
For now are the plagues come upon the whole
earth. You see that? Go ahead.
And you shall remain to them.
And you ain't going to be raptured nowhere.
But you're not
going to deliver you. You ain't keeping the laws, statutes, and commandments. You are sinning against Yahweh. He's not going to deliver you. Is that what we read, Mother D, up in the middle? Go ahead and read. Watch this now. This is good. Hey, from the east. Hey, now listen good there. These young lions, lead teachers. He's talking about all them folks over there that's going on right now.
Yeah, bro.
Watch this now. Listen good.
29.
Listen good.
What is the nation of the
black? They are the nation of the who? Of the of a who? So you know he's talking about, don't you? The same man y'all been listening all day long on who you really are. We know what you're going to do in time to come. We know what's going on in your mind through the pages of this book. Read. What they got going on now, they're going to organize because they will get tired of Esau beating their back. And they're going to organize and get all together as one, and they're going to recognize something that we get ready to read. Watch, they're going to recognize. Come on.
The Lord
that's how they're going to be coming. That's how they're going to come. Go ahead.
And
Ishmael got in all got together now. Go ahead, please. Go ahead. Same people. That's another name for them. Go ahead. Go ahead, watch it now. Listen good. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And shall win the destruction of the man of the Lord.
The period is another name for those who want that's over there in the land that belongs to you. That's all it is. And over here that belongs to you. That's another name that camouflages what's really going on. Days come. Watch it now. Listen good.
And then shall the
grass
have the upper hand.
Oh, why? Why they will have the upper hand? Listen good. Listen good.
And there is one of the
is, according to 16:2. What that nigga is, they can remember they are what? A wild man. We a wild man. And they gonna bring their nation. Look at it. We a wild man. Let's go and do what we got to do because our nature's a what?
Wow.
Wild man. Go ahead, Reed.
Nature turns themselves.
Yes. And great power. Go ahead.
Yes. And show food.
I mean, everybody, they're going to make them flee. The man is going to make them flee. Oh, we can go on and on, but I'm going to let the young lines get back on it again. If we ain't got to watch that one, I say. We can watch you right through here. But we know you're going to come together because you'll get tired of you getting your back beat. And y'all going to organize, and you're going to remember y'all's nature. And y'all's nature is a wild man. Y'all get together. And y'all gonna get busy. But guess what's gonna be happening, daughter Yahweh. Now let me show who gonna be behind all this thing. They go to Isaiah 13. I gotta get a precept. See, I'm gonna tell y'all something. Boy, when y'all get this thing down pat, Yahweh gonna move in like a flood on us too. 13 chapter. Pick up verse 1.
The book of Isaiah.
Listen good.
The book of Isaiah.
What do you read?
The burden of Babylon.
The burn of Babylon, the new word for Babylon, is called United States of America. Go ahead.
Isaiah, son of Amos, is
he sings it.
Listen.
He thought it better upon the high mountain. And him on the valley is Yahweh's word that is going to be taught by voices.
Of the true Israelite.
My name is Reed. We got to go to our boys, Brother Nehemiah. We got to push. We got to shake the hand. You feel that? We got to shake the hand at them. If you're out of order, you're out of order. You hear that, Brother Nehemiah? Go ahead, Reed. What?
Y'all have commanded your sanctuary. Sanctify
them. Uh-huh. So he told them angels, and he got the mighty ones ready. Go ahead.
Even
them, they'll be joined, and
y'all
will arrive. Now watch this. Now here we go. Go ahead. Watch it now. Go ahead. Yahweh is behind all this stuff. He gonna muster the battle. He gonna make this. What you seeing going on now? He is forcing their hand. That's why we gotta get our hand together. He's forcing their hand of them to do what they gotta do, but he can do what he got to do. That's why we gotta do what we got to do in this book. That's why these lead teachers gotta flat out teach this thing. Get our people prepared, not watching as one I say exactly what this man gonna do from the page of his book. Back to them lead teachers, come on.
Yahweh. Hello, Yahweh. Yahweh. That's right. Yahweh. All right. What it's all about. All right. All right, I'm looking at some things real quick. All right. But Nehemiah. Give me that Sirach chapter 2 real quick. Sirach chapter 2. The only thing is leadership is We gotta trap these. See where they at. Sirach chapter 2, pick it up at verse 1.
My son.
Put a little bait to it.
My son, if thou come to serve Yahweh, prepare thy soul for
submission. You got to prepare your soul for temptation. Don't be tried. Go ahead.
Set thy mind to right and constantly endure and make not haste in time of trouble.
Don't be constantly endure. Don't break out running when the heat turn up.
Hallelujah.
Don't be when the yeah, go ahead.
Verse 3. Cleave unto him and depart not away, that thou mayest be increased at thy last end.
That you may be increased at the last end. So depart not away. All right, verse 4.
Whatsoever is brought upon you, take cheerfully and be patient when thou art chained for the Lord's sake.
So y'all change to low state, verse 5.
The gold is fried in the fire, an acceptable man in the furnace of adversity.
All right, give me real quick, gold is tried in the fire, an acceptable man in the furnace of adversity. Give me Wisdom of Solomon, real quick. Give me Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 3, or Nehemiah. We go to Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 3.
Gold is tried in the fire.
He was
really there.
All right. Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 3. Pick up at verse 1, Brother Nehemiah, it's real.
Wisdom of Solomon, chapter
3, verse 1. No more audio, Brother Nehemiah. I'm loud. You ain't got no microphone.
The soul of the righteous are in the hand of Yahweh, and there
shall
no torment touch them.
So you righteous are in the hand of Yahweh. There shall no torment those who are the souls of the righteous. And what's the definition of righteous? The souls of the righteous. What's the definition of being righteous? We can read. Daughter Yahweh Israel. Give me Deuteronomy 6:25.
The book of Deuteronomy 6:25 reads, And it shall be our righteousness if we observe to do all these commandments before the Yahweh, our Yahweh, as he has commanded us.
That's what being righteous, keeping the law, statutes, and judgments of Yahweh. That's what being righteous is. All right. Okay, you're in verse. Back to you, Brother Nehemiah. Israel, I'll come and teach you how to count 1, verse 2. Remember what you left off at.
Solomon chapter 3, verse 2.
Mm-hmm. In the Solomon audio.
Well, it's got to come out.
In the sight of the unwise, they say, die, and their departure is taken from misery.
From misery? Where in verse 3?
3. And they young going from us. And they're going from us to be utter destruction, but they are in peace.
They're in peace. All right, verse 4.
4. For though they be punished in the sight of men, yet is their hope filled immorality.
Mm-hmm. Immortality. Come on. We got to get this right. Hope of immortality. Go ahead. Come on. Verse 5.
And having been a little chasten, they shall be greatly rewarded. For Yahweh proved them and found them worthy for themselves.
All right, well, read verse 5 again. Read that, because that got to come out correct. Read verse 5 again, Brother Nehemiah Israel. I see you stumbling a little bit on that verse 5.
Verse 5. And having been a little chasten, they rewarded. For Yahweh proved them and found them worthy for himself.
Six.
As gold is in the furnace, as he tried them and received them as a burnt offering.
All right.
You see one thing about it, John Simpson, when you get to be tried by Yahweh, give me a precept there, Brother Nehemiah, and put a little spirit to your reading up, Brother Nehemiah.
Hallelujah.
6 verse 10 of Hebrew.
Yahweh.
Give me a precept on that 6 verse 10. Write these precepts down. Yeah, you might be on the airwaves and you don't hear those still. Just go into your precept and just read what you got on your paper.
is a bombshell to everybody. It ain't gonna stop this thing.
That's right.
Well, once we step up, that's it. Okay. Step up. All right, 6:10. Come on, Dollar. Give me that precept.
Okay,
Hebrews 6:10. Give me that precept.
Hebrews 6:10. The book of Hebrews, chapter 6, verse 10 reads, "For you are not unrighteous who forget to work and labor."
Another way, we'll work with you. Feel me? You got to use that book?
You can read it?
You can read it?
I tell you what, Brother Tyrese, read Luke 2, verse 4 to get started. Let's see how you get on Luke 2, verse 4.
People go very quick, right, and show you how to turn a page to that book.
Sure, man.
And like we say, ain't no rush. Prince Tyree, we're going to get right up there.
That's called Nation Building. Nation Building. We're going to take one step at a time. Remember, always when you got a guest, come in, zero in on your guest. Find out what it is.
That's right. Work with him now, Prince Daniel. Up and coming teacher works with him now, Prince Daniel. Up and coming teacher works for him. That's good.
In the Old Testament, Mark 12, chapter 24, and what is the fact of Hebrews 3:5-7. And when you see the Lord, the original Jesus, what the right?
Thank you. how well intended I the sincerest desire of God for people to call on his name.
Hallelujah.
They would have
that it is supposed to preach to what? That's what they got it for. It's not that. See what's going on? They want to send you off like some city duck. We don't duck. Fine. And we are going.
So
now we got it back together. Now we can get back to the lesson. So now he understands enough now to now hear the lesson, hear the message now. So he all good. Now he understands when you see this name, Lord God and Jesus, if you use it, you're being manipulated. Nobody likes being manipulated. Go over it and get in contact with Brother Joseph, Daniel. And get in contact with Brother Daniel and go back over your lesson and get strong about a week.
Yeah, well,
So you ever help others and how to multitude your shortcomings.
know I got many. That's why I give it all I got, but I know I got many.
Let's go back to Genesis chapter 28. You know what? I need to read some before we go there because I want to zone in on this, on our Prince Kyrie is for real.
Yeah. Take great notes, Prince. Kyrie
in the book of Deuteronomy.
Take great notes. Great notes.
I want to put some in his mind. And I want him to read 28. Stop, John. Got me, right? And I want him to read this. This is a very, very important verse. And I want to pick it up at verse number 15. Get him where he needs to be at, brother. Give me verse number 15, right?
Yep.
Then we're going to drop down and pick it up at verse, I'm going to go to verse 64. And you're going to read it all the way to 68. Give me 15 first. You're going to read 64 to 68. But you're gonna do the reading and I want him to pay very close attention and following the reading and write down what you need to write down.
Hallelujah. The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, verse 15 and 64. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 15, read.
Read verse 15. And then you go drop down, you'll pick it up at verse 64 down to
66. Deuteronomy, chapter 28, verse 15, go down to 54 to 68. Deuteronomy, chapter 28, verse 15, read. But it shall come to pass, if you will not listen unto the voice of Yahuwah, Lord Yahuwah, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command you this day, that all these curses shall come upon you.
I got to stop you real quick, there, up and coming teachers for the day. Give me Deuteronomy. Give me chapter 1, and give me verse number 1 so I can know who he's talking to. Give me Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse number 1. You want to know who he's talking to when he said, who's the you he's talking about when not hearkening to the voice of Yahuwah, your Yahuwah? That we can read. Let's put the name on the table about who this book is about.
Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 1, read.
What it reads?
Easy the word which Moses spake unto all Israel on this side, Lord, in the wilderness.
How many is all Israel that we can read?
Go find out who is all Israel.
How many is all Israel that can read? Genesis 49:28.
Hallelujah.
Yahweh, if you're ideal, listen good, listen very good there. Mm-hmm. Princess Kyrie, Israel, listen good on this precept. 49:28 of Genesis, about this precept. Know who all Israel is.
Genesis chapter 49, verse 28. Genesis 49, verse 28 reads, all these are the 12 tribes of Israel.
So now you know who all Israel is. How many, Brother Tyree, how many is Israel is? 12 tribes.
12 tribes.
12 tribes. 12 tribes. Go ahead and read. And what they got? Keep going. What they got? Keep reading.
and this is that their father's faith and put them and bless them. Everyone is poised for his blessing.
So all 12 tribes, if they reach their potential, they up on the what? Blessed.
Yeah.
So we got to get them back to their blessing. That's our job. Back to them lead teeth.
Hallelujah. Now he said it's 12 tribes, right? That's what he's got down read. Now, 12 tribes, and this who he's speaking to is all Israel. Keep that in mind now. And coming back to you, coming to you, Brother Dan, Prince Daniel, Prince Daniel, come back. Let's come back now. So we know we got a name on the table. Who are you talking to? 12 tribes of Israel.
12 tribes. That's what.
Okay. Hallelujah.
28. Verse 15. Genesis 28. Verse 15. Behold, I am with you.
Who's it you?
The 12 tribes of Israel.
Go in and read.
And it will keep you in all places whether you go.
Huh?
It will bring you again into this land. So I will not leave you until I have done that which I have spoken to you of.
Okay. Now, what happened to us, all 12 tribes? What did he say? Drop down to 64 to all 12 tribes. Hold on. We stand right there where we at. Do it around. Coming back.
Deuteronomy chapter 28, 54 to 58. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 64 to 68. Verse 64 reads.
One word.
And in your blood shall gather you upon all people. From one end of the earth, even to the other.
You listening to this, Prince Tyree, Israel? He
yes,
said,
Hallelujah, what?
Hallelujah,
what?
And there he shall serve under.
Okay, you're going to serve. You say you're going to serve false Yahweh.
Yes.
With neither you nor your fathers have known.
What kind of it? Continue to read.
Even wood.
What's the wood? Now, what's the wood? What's the stone?
It's the pile of bone. Islam.
Islam.
Now,
I'm going to look at you. And check this out, little brother. You say he's going to scatter us all around the whole world. He said, wherever we go be at, we're going to be serving wood and stone.
Mm-hmm.
And you still look inside of a church, what you see in the church?
And what it made of? What it made of? Wood.
You look inside of a church, you see a big old wood cross hanging right on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And everywhere we go, now he said it's a stone. Now, I don't know, a lot of people not diverse with Islam. Islam got a big old stone over there that's sitting inside of a big old cloth sheet that's hanging over it and built the stuff built around it and all that. But it's a stone in the middle of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they serve. When you be seeing them bowing down and all that, it's a stone up in there. You know, they tell about Allah and all this, that's a stone.
Yeah.
And a lot of our brothers that's Muslim, that serve in Islam, that's what they caught up in. And these are Israelites.
Yeah.
He's reading about right here in this book. He said, wherever we go, these are two top dogs that we're going to be serving.
Yep.
The cross, your Lord God and Jesus, or your Allah, which is in your stone. That's the two top dogs that he's talking about, and this is the curse. Verse 13, he said, this is what I'm going to curse you with. So this is the curse that our people is under.
You hear that, Brother Tyree? So he's saying that woody cross, you'll be able to help and get your blessing through Yahweh by doing it the right way. That's why you got to take great notes.
And we'll figure it out in 65. You still following us? You still with us? Man, lose your bitch.
Deuteronomy chapter 28. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 55.
What it read?
And among these nations,
he's talking about all the nations where we scatter at. I don't care if we're in the Hispanic land, what they call it, Europe. I don't care if they say we're in Egypt. I don't care if they say we're over there in Asia, in the Chinese land.
And no matter where we at among them nations, he's talking about those people we among, what else to say about?
Shall we find no ease?
Do we find ease right now in this so-called land called America?
No.
Do we find ease in Brazil?
No.
Wherever we at, we ain't going to find no ease. I don't care where we are, we not going to find no ease. Continue to read.
Neither shall the sole of your foot have bread.
Uh-huh.
But Yahweh shall give thee
We're going back to the house of bondage. How we getting there? Again. No. You're gonna read it. Don't throw it out there yet. Don't put it out there. Let him read it and then let him get the suspense. He got the suspense worked up. Then you tell him that. Okay, but he got a chance to read it and get the You understand? You can't ruin the suspense on him. Let him pop his brain. All right, what he saying in 28 verse 68? Come on, this upcoming teacher, what he say?
Paul Rubin, chapter 28, verse 68.
Uh-huh.
Indeed. And Yahweh shall bring you unto the Egypt again.
Now, and what's that word Egypt again?
The house of bondage.
Right, which is slave. Slave.
Slave.
Bondage. So you're going to slavery again.
Daughter, give me a precept, daughter, Yahweh. Exodus 13, 1 and 3. Precept.
Now, let's find out how we got there.
Yeah, I got another precept for that, the hard bondage.
Okay.
I got it out. All right, Deuteronomy chapter 26. Deuteronomy chapter 26, verse 6. That's what Prince Tyre Israel there.
That's right. Now, see, now when you get home, in about a week or two, that's why you write them down. But you can hear them on mama. You hear mama and daddy up.
Right.
Old dad might be old preacher. You can take old preacher and look at that. Now I want to go in that Bible now. Let's get in that Bible now.
Hey.
All right.
You got to read something.
Hey.
Hallelujah.
Come on.
All right. The book of Deuteronomy chapter 26, verse 6. And the Egyptians, he treated us and laid upon us hard bondage.
What kind of bondage?
Hard bondage.
Hard.
From Yahuwah.
Can our back be?
We've been through this before. Not the only time we went through that. We always went through this.
That's why we know we're not African American Negroes. With the Bible, we are the children of Israel. We fit all these prophecies in the Bible. That's why we know who we is, Brother Tyree. We know we are the people of the book. This is our book.
Nobody
we are the descendants of the children of Israel.
Nobody else went through this.
Hallelujah.
Nobody went through this. But
that's right. You got to work on the, you got to work on the only, when you get yourself together, you work on the younger. You get them together and bring them in, and we're going to keep it moving and get your blessing.
Hallelujah. All right, let's come back. Let's go to Deuteronomy chapter. Matter of fact, let's go to, before we come back to that Deuteronomy, I'm going to put one more on the table about, let me show you an example of something we went through before. It's not the first time we went through this, Prince Tyree. I want to go read some in the book of, something happened in the book of Judges, right? And chapter, hold it. Yeah, get on that. Let's go to Judges, see what I want out of that. Chapter 4. Look it up at Judges chapter 4. And read me verse number 1, Brother Nehemiah, up and coming teacher. Prince Nehemiah, up and coming teacher. What do you read in Judges chapter 4? And pick it up at verse 1 and verse number 2. Yeah. Hallelujah. Give me Judges chapter 4,
And the children of Israel again did evil in the sight of Yahuwah.
Now you see what happened. Now pay attention. When we do evil in the sight of Yahuwah, what happened when we do evil in the sight of Yahuwah? Let me read.
When evil was dead. Verse 2. And the Yahuwah sold them into the hand of Jabin, king of Canaan.
So when we done evil in the sight of Yahuwah, what did he do? How long we was there? Verse number 3.
Verse 3. And the children of Israel was cried unto Joshua, for he had 900 chariots of iron.
Yeah, 900 chariots of iron.
In 20 years, why does it oppress the children of Israel?
So that means, before, after we left the land of Egypt, we was going to fight the king. Another name. This is not the first time we went through this. You see what we're doing? You know, we always had to end up, when we did evil to Yahuwah, in the sight of Yahuwah, we let the other nations oppress us. This is not the first time we went through this. You see what's going on here? Now we could have found out, now coming to you, brother, coming teacher, Brother Prince Daniel Israel, D. Rook. What are you saying? Deuteronomy, get that 68 back.
Oh, that's something that's really good.
Chapter 28, verse 68.
Wait.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yahweh.
Hallelujah.
And Yahweh shall bring you into hard bondage. Again, the ship.
Oh, call the word out, then pronounce it behind.
Right.
And Yahweh shall bring thee into Egypt.
Now.
Hard bondage.
Second.
Again, the ship. And the weapons whereof I spake unto you.
Now, when you read like that, they're going to say, well, I don't see that. Then you go and break it down to your preacher. That we got to.
Can I put that word right
now? See, now, Christian's going to say, I don't see that in there. Then you go to your preacher and break it down what the word means. See, you want a Christian to preach. Then when he preach, you put the precept on it, then you hit him in the mouth. Put the precept.
Hallelujah. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 58. And Yahweh shall bring thee into the east, our brother. Again with this.
How we get over here, y'all? Some of us is over here now. That's another history lesson. A lot of us go in, a lot of us came over here.
Yeah, but that's the one they talk about in 1619, but we know who was already
right. We
the
know
one they talking about came over here in 1619. They came over in ships.
Came over in ships.
We also came in ships too, but we made our own canoes and got over here a long time ago.
Well, that way. That's another lesson.
That's right.
That's a whole other lesson. We discussed how we was already over here. Break all that down, who blamed the floods, everything.
Hallelujah, bro.
But right now, we want to tell you that came over in ships.
We can entertain you in the word of Yahweh.
And just to add on to it, some of us from over here and sing food before the 1600.
Hallelujah, bro.
You're not supposed to speak in. So it's something on before the 1600. They just talk about same time in 1619, all that stuff. Now, we'll go past that and break that thing down all the way. You know what I'm saying? Flaming rock and all that. We break all that down.
Just come back again, you hear?
We can show you all
that, Brother Tyrese Prince.
Everything.
Everything. We can get you right to help others get your blessing.
Everything.
That's right.
Now,
we can get you right to help others and get your blessing.
Now, we came here on ship, and what else happened?
By the way, whereof I spake unto thee, you shall see it no more again. And there you shall be sold to your enemy for bondmen and bondwomen.
Hallelujah.
Who's your enemy if he can read? Listen real good. Down to Yahweh. Real good. Now, here go your precept, Brother Tyrese. We're going to find out who is our number one enemy. We go on to Malachi chapter 1:1 down to verse 4. We put a name on our number one enemy. Now, hold it together, Brother Tyrese. We're going to find out who your number one enemy is and right. Malachi 1 down to verse 4. You're going to find out who your number one enemy is that you can read out of the Bible. And you're going to say, oh, no. Malachi 1:1 down to verse 4 will give you your number one enemy. Your number one enemy.
Malachi 1, verse 1 through 4. Verse 1 reads, the burden of the word of Yahweh to Israel by Malachi. Verse 2, I have loved you, said Yahweh.
You sure can't do it.
Yet you say, wherein have you loved us? Was not Esau Jacob's brother?
Yes.
Said to Yahweh, yes, I love you. Verse 3, and I hate Esau.
I hated Esau.
And laid his mountain and his heritage waiting for the dragons of the wilderness.
Listen to it.
Verse 4, whereas Edom saith,
yes,
we are impoverished.
Listen to it.
So we will return.
And do what? Now, when they do that, in the 1400s, in the 1400s, when they came back Ferenos and Isabella, when they jumped the Moor, that's when they came back in power. So it's 1490. So that's
it.
Now, watch this now.
And They shall build.
They don't done it. They don't build. Look at all them high buildings you see right now, high skyscrapers.
Mm-hmm. But the Yahweh will throw down.
Yahweh will throw down anything that you're looking at, we up in there.
And they shall call them.
And they're gonna call them.
The borders of wickedness.
Them. Go ahead.
And the people.
The whole race of these people.
Against whom the Yahweh has indignation forever.
And he got indignation with these people. How long?
Forever.
Esau and his descendants translated today as the white man and the white woman. And he got indignation with them. How long? Forever. I don't care what they give you today. I don't care how many jobs they give you or what money they put in your pocket. Yahweh got an indignation with them forever. The people. That means Lil Becky and Lil Jeffro, too. All of them.
All of them. That's
y'all should never forget that. Now give me a precept in 1:15 and 7:13, daughter Yahweh. Ecclesiastes 1:15. See, you can't overlook these things. So we got to know these things, Prince of Tyree. All these things we got to know. 1:15 and 7:13. Listen good. We got to know these things. We got to study. Take great notes. Great notes, Brother Tyree. Then get somebody and go over your notes with. Better have, what you said, what we're going to do tonight. We're going to read some scriptures. That's what we're going to do tonight. 1:15 and 7:13 back to back. Listen good.
The book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 1, verse 15, and chapter 7, verse 13.
Listen good, dear friend. Listen good.
That which is
crooked,
not in man strength.
Well, I'm going to straighten this one out. No, and Yahweh. What crooked cannot be straightened out. Keep on going with your little rainbow coalition if you want them. What crooked cannot be straightened out. That what we're reading? Now, who hand is on it in 7:13? Listen good there, Prince Tyree.
The book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 7.
Verse 13.
The book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 7. Verse 13.
Listen good. That's right, Prince. Hallelujah. Follow you get there. 7:13.
The book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 7, verse 13. Verse 13 reads, consider the work of doctrine.
Oh, consider the work of who?
Yep.
Go ahead and read.
How can you make that straight?
You see that? Just by the hand of Yahweh, he have made these people. They was born. You know that you watch the TV all the time, you watch the Cowboys and the Indians.
Yeah.
Don't I got to be a Cowboy? Don't I got to be an Indian? Right?
Right.
All right, so he made a people crooked. That is a lot. They were made crooked. They cannot be straight up, but that was they was made to be crooked. They made to stay crooked until you get yourself back where you was at once before.
Now, who are these people you talking about that was made crooked? We can get that down later on. But now you can find out who are these people. What was the name that was put on the table? That's right.
Good. Baby, give me that microphone. Anybody will talk fast. Now, let me talk. Let me talk.
All right. Who was the people that was made crooked? Hallelujah. Put their name on the table, because now we got to give a description of what they look like. So we coming back.
We got
what? Know what they look like.
That's right.
Cry loud and fail not. Hey, grandbaby, cry loud and fair enough.
That's right.
Hallelujah,
Aqua.
History in
the making. Hallelujah, Aqua. Look, y'all ain't hitting that microphone hard enough. I'm sure y'all do it without a microphone.
Hallelujah,
Aqua. What we got?
Bring that verse back out.
And Malachi chapter 1, verse 1 through 4.
So bring it out, James. Bring it out. Put the name on the table. We need that name. We want that name. I just want the name. Who is the name he's talking about? You got a mic? Bring it out. Somebody bring it out. Bring that. We want to put the name on the table about who is this name he's talking about. Until he gets there, if he almost back there, we want you to read this part again because we want to know what they look like. Pay attention very carefully, young man. Listen to this, young man. Pay very close attention to this part, too.
All right, Malachi chapter 1, verse 3.
Okay, what's the name on the tape?
And I hated Esau.
Okay, Esau. That's what we need. He said he hated Esau. Now, we're going to find out who is Esau today. All these people still live today.
One thing about these people. Chapter 1, give a mic. Put a mic on.
Chapter 1, verse 11.
Yeah, listen to
her.
What?
There is no remembrance of former days.
But they don't remember. They don't remember. They back again, but they don't remember. Go ahead.
Any remembrance of things that are to come.
And they don't know that they back again and just as wicked as their forefathers. Well, they don't know it, but we're going to show them this. But we know you are. Now go to the fourth chapter, read verse 16. The preacher.
Chapter 4, verse 6.
16.
All the people.
Right.
Even of all that have been before them. They also that come after shall not rejoice.
So ain't nobody, it's nobody not here that was in the old time is not here today. Ain't a sentence still here today. Everybody's sentence here today. Ain't nobody been gotten rid of yet until Yahweh take care of it. Back to me online.
Yeah. All right, so we're about to find out who was the teacher.
Yeah. Obadiah, chapter 1, verse 6. How are the things of Esau searched? How are his hidden things thought of?
By voices. That's right. That's right.
Let's find out something about Esau. Go ahead. Somebody bring that out from the brother Tony.
I'm going to the book of Genesis, chapter 25. Book of Genesis, chapter 25. Book of Genesis, chapter 25. All right, I'm going to take off that bird. I'm going to read down. Get the point. All right, Genesis, chapter 25, verse 1.
Huh? Verse who?
Genesis, chapter
25. Huh?
All right, I'm taking off that verse 21.
Okay, how do we have fun?
Niger treated Yahweh for his wife.
That's right.
Get in front of Nehemiah. She ain't got a microphone. I will y'all quash. Here's chapter 25, verse 1. And Isaac entreated Yahweh for his wife because she was barren. And Yahweh was entreated of him. And Rebekah, his wife, conceived. Verse 22. And the children struggled together within her. And she said, if it be so, why am I thus? And she went to inquire of Yahweh. Send to her.
two nations are in your womb, and two matter people to be separated from your bowels, and the one people to be stronger than the other people, and the elder to serve the younger. Verse 24. And when her days to be delivered were fulfilled, behold, there were twins in the womb. Verse 25. And the first came out red all over like a hairy garment.
You know what maternal twins is? If I know what maternal twins is, that means they maternal. They mean they not. They look totally different.
Only different.
They can come out the ground saying that.
Well, y'all go.
Maternal twins.
You're following what's going on.
Yeah, yeah. Tyrese, yeah.
Freshly,
maternal means that otherwise they came out as twins, but they look totally different. You see that?
And what do you say about them? What
do
you say these type of people
go
be? Hallelujah. Anybody can tell me. What did he say in verse 20 or 3? What do you say about these two fraternal twins?
We'll get you there. We'll get you there.
Hallelujah. Yeah, what
do you
say?
What do you say in 23? Genesis 25, verse 23. And then, we got what I'm saying. Two nations are in your room.
Two nations, these two nations that's
going to
come out the womb. Uh-huh, what
did
he say?
And two manner of people that be separated from your
family. So these people are going to have, what type of ways they going to have?
Separate.
I don't know, what type of ways they going to have? He just said it. Anybody, pull it out. I need to make sure people paying attention to what he said, these type of people. These two type of people, he said.
Separated.
We know they're going to be separated, yeah, but he said something. What type of people? Okay. No, he did read. He said, two nations are in the womb, and what? Go back and read it, start at the two nations part. What did he say? What type of people? People going to have two mannerisms.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on? These two people going to have, see, they got the details. Got to be very detailed, paying attention, because he said, so you can know when you see them. It's the only way we're going to know how to get them by what we read. So when we see them, we know who they are by what we looked at. The book told us, but they're going to have different mannerisms from you.
And that's the reason why we go to the hospital and we die right away, because they give us what they give us their mannerisms. They don't ask you what your mannerism is. They just treat you with everything. That's why you die right off, and they came, and they pulled through.
They pulled through.
The medicine we get from them is their medicine.
We
are two different people.
Two different people. Everything is different. Our mannerism is different from their mannerism.
See, we can't eat no hog. It messes us up. They eat all the hog they want and just
with the blood in it too.
Yeah, that's right. It just changed too. But when we eat, we get diabetes and everything. We got all kind of problems eating that hog.
Yeah.
But they can eat all the hog they want. They can eat snakes, rattlesnakes, frogs, everything. They can even get away with it.
Yeah, 105 years old.
But we can eat this stuff, Brother Tyree. Friend, that's the food we don't eat. We eat everything we eat next. We get their medicine, their food, and that's why we die so early. That's why we're the most sickest people on the planet. Because we get treated up on a damn medicine. We got to find out what is our medicine. And our medicine is Matthew 8, verse 8. Let's find out what our medicine is. Matthew 8:8. Let's find out what our medicine is. You're going to find out what our medicine is. You got to find out what our medicine is. Our medicine is 8, verse 8. Matthew. What is it?
Matthew 8.
Listen, grandbaby. Listen to our
medicine.
When you get to 8 verse 8.
Chapter 8, verse 8.
Yeah, here go our medicine.
Read.
What?
The superior effort is said.
What?
Stop what?
What?
Not worthy that you can come under my roof.
Yeah.
But speak the word only.
Speak the what?
Speak the word only.
What
else? And my servants shall be good.
And my servants will be near. Now, what's the precept of that in the second book of Ezra? Now, I'm better, let's see what the young minds give me the precept. They pull that from where? that's coming out of the second book of Ezra is the precept of that. Now, once you precept it, that's the game changer. Where's the precept verse of that about where he's pulling that from? See, what heals up is the word. See, once you understand the word, you won't be eating the stuff that everybody else eats. Because that is not your diet. The reason why we messed up today, we eat everything they eat, and they outlive us 2 to 1. And we and all the money we make, we give right back to them. So now I went to precept in the second book of Esther. Who will give it to them? Who will give me the precept in the second book of Esther? I need the precept in the second book of Ezra. How would I need the precept in the second book of Ezra? Who's going to give it to me? Who's going to give it on fear the precept of that? Remember, the game changer, young prince, is the precept. When you precept your Bible, you knock them cold with the precept. Now, the precept is in second Ezra, and all I'm going to get. And once you precept your body, that's the game change. That set everything down. And where we going to get that precept at? Huh? Where we going to get that precept?
Second book of Ezra?
Yeah, second book of Ezra is your precept. Now, where we going to get it at? The key to the game changer is the precept. Always remember, when you precept your Bible, that seals the deal. Now, what we're going to get it at, the precept. Second book of Ezra. What is the precept of that verse right there? Remember, the game changer is when you precept your Bible. Once you precept your Bible, that set everybody down. That set everything down. Once we get that precept, it's all over with. Second book of Ezra.
Okay.
Yes, but read that verse again. Read 8:8 again. Read 8:8 again. Somebody read 8:8 again.
Matthew chapter 8:8. It is the truth. After it is dead. After all, I am not worthy that you shall come under my roof. But speak the word only, and my servants shall be healed.
Speak the word only, and my servants will be healed. What heals up, Prince Tyree? The word.
Yeah.
That's why you got to understand the word. The word we hear. I tell you what, let's stall for time. Give me the 10th chapter, verse 5 through 7 of the book of Matthew. Watch this.
Go to Matthew chapter 10, verse 5 through 7.
Oh, we're doing stalling.
Matthew chapter 10, verse 5.
Get out of verse 8.
All right, Matthew chapter 10, verse 5 down to verse 8. Make sure Prince Kyrie is real there. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 10, verse 5 through 8. Verse 5 read. These 12, Yahweh the Son, sent forth. And commanded them, saying, go not to the way of the Gentiles.
12 tribes of Israel, that's your fathers, your